Love.
Loveline is meant for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. This is Loveline.
Loveline.
With Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam, that's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew is a board-certified physician. I'll tell you what.
You might drop trial.
Woo!
This guy does that. He drops trial. He's a crazy man. I'm telling you. Watch out, Adam. I got something here for you. This is a tape of Loveline. Now, on this tape, you'll not hear anything like what just happened this last couple moments. So, Loveline 10 years ago. Somebody handed me in Kansas when I was out there.
10 years ago. Just a random show?
It said they're all-time greats. It was his favorite highlights.
All-time greats? I'd been on the show for 4 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was.
Did you listen to it?
I did tonight, finally. I've had it for a little while. And it's probably about 7 years old, I bet. He said it was 10. It's probably about 7.
Mm-hmm.
And it was rather startling to hear us saying virtually the same thing.
Over and over again.
And we continue to say today, things that I think I'm saying for the first time.
Yeah. Well, at least you think you're saying them for the first time.
Yeah.
So, is this a compilation? Is this one show?
Just a bunch of calls randomly.
Wow.
Strung together.
Fantabulous.
Yeah. Have yourself a listen. Have yourself a listen. You'll be surprised. It's a little more, I think I've changed more than you.
Yeah. Bitter and cynical.
Yeah. Oh, pathetic. Mm-hmm. Awful. Embarrassing.
But, yeah. Humiliating. But, you know, I don't know. You know, you think about that sometimes, like people go like, well, this isn't the same show it was, or this band has gone a different direction or whatever. But isn't that natural?
Yeah, it's got to change a little
bit.
The call I left with was, well, you want to know how your relationship's going to end?
Yeah.
Fill them in blank.
Pregnant, no, and he's going to dump you.
Well,
you know how your relationship's going to end? Look at your last
relationship. That's right. See how he ended his last one.
I know. There's only so many ways you can tell somebody they've been molested through. And you've been on this show for how many years?
Still say it the same way.
20 years?
Just like it was yesterday.
All right, you want to talk to Beth?
Yeah.
Beth is 22.
Oh, hey, what's up?
Beth, what's up? Now, we haven't had one of these calls before, have we?
That's true. Nope.
Beth, what's your question?
Oh, man. Okay. Wow. First off, I love you guys.
Thanks.
I would like to know about furries. My friend, he told me he was a furry. It was just like, okay, what's a furry? And he told me all about this stuff. Mm-hmm. He thinks he's an animal trapped in a human's body.
Was he going to have a surgery?
No, I don't think he's going to go that far. But.
Well, there's a new South Park episode coming with this, I'm sure.
I think I have a raccoon trapped in my ass. I'm pretty sure, but not the whole, you know, just the hindquarters.
Yeah.
Hey, Beth.
Yeah.
Isn't this that fetish thing where people go to these conventions dressed as little Smurfy-type animals, and then they end up getting it on or something?
Well, I guess.
Yeah,
that's how we understand.
He never really told me about much of that, but
he's one of them.
Yeah, he says he's a wolf.
A wolf? Oh, I didn't realize there's actually sort of theme animals.
Well, yeah,
does he dress as a wolf when he goes? Does he go to these conventions?
Not as far as I know.
All right. Do we really want to pump some chick for information about something she's not too sure about?
No, it's just the first time we brought up furries. So
yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Now we brought
Are they
up.
Called furries?
Drew, I hate
called,
to break
like,
this
Furbies.
To you. Furbies, or what is it?
I thought they're called something else.
Anderson?
We've talked about this a couple times on air.
Well, there you go. Mm-hmm. Like I said, every time it feels like it's the first time.
It's bizarre that Anderson offers a contrarian's point to something we're talking about. He's usually right behind
it
you.
I beg your pardon. He was contrary to what I was saying, and that was rather unusual.
That is unusual.
But I wouldn't have done that if Adam wasn't going with you.
I don't remember. I don't remember talking about it either. But I thought it was Furby. Is it furry or Furby?
I think it's furries.
Furries.
Well, someone call in who's actually into this.
What's a Furby then?
That's that little Halo Weejo little animal that with the ears and the big eyes that learns to speak.
Oh, that thing. Oh, that weird thing. Oh, that thing the Japanese have sent over so they could take over.
Yes.
Yeah, I didn't fall for that.
Uh-uh.
All right, so a furry is the guys who have a fetish with the animal things, who dress up and go to the conventions.
It's almost like all the college football
mascots
are getting together and having sex.
Let's go ahead and someone fill us in on that. Chris, go on the internet, see if you can find a third grader who's written an essay on furries and crayon, and then you can deliver us the information. Tiffany?
Yes.
You're 20?
Yes.
What's up? And by the way, Anderson, remember the time that Eminem called into the radio show?
Yes.
And I kept saying that Eminem had called into the radio show. Anderson and
no
M Company and her two were like, no, he hasn't. No, he never has. No,
you asked him face to face.
Yeah.
And he said, yeah.
No, I didn't ask him face to face. It's just Jimmy called up and said, yeah, he did because he heard him.
Yeah, I was on vacation when that happened. Though.
Sure you were. All right. Tiffany?
Yes.
You're 20? Here's all I'm saying.
Here we go.
There's no other goddamn radio show in the world that would do that. There's no other goddamn show in the world that would do that, what the host said. I think this big star called in one time, I think I remember, and the producers and engineers and everyone else going, No, they didn't.
How dare you?
And the talent was going, yeah, I'm pretty sure they did. No, I don't think they did. On the air. Really? And they did call in? You find me another show that would do that.
Damn,
where those people wouldn't be fired. Tiffany?
Yes.
Go ahead. You're 20.
I've been dating a guy for about 4 months. He's 38 years old. Mm-hmm. We don't have any problems except for he has a big fetish with porn, mm-hmm. especially internet porn. Mm-hmm. And I didn't really have a problem with it in the beginning, but it's kind of making me feel like self-conscious.
Well, internet porn fetish is just a porn fetish. It's just free and it's plentiful.
It also,
I understand when you've got like a beautiful 20-year-old girl, you know, right there.
Yeah,
why would you
sound
look
hot. Yeah, yeah. Look.
Yeah, yeah, beautiful. Yeah, yeah. Move along.
Like more different women you can't have? Is that the obsession? Because I don't understand.
No. Men will always need to look at different diversity and think about that. But not, they don't need to act on it.
No.
The happiest outlet is just the internet and not real girls.
Right. It doesn't mean anything about his tendency to act out in reality. And it's something he's been doing since he was 12 and now he's 38. He's developed quite a relationship with this.
At least he knows how to work the computer. I mean, if not for porn, what percentage of men would really know their way around a computer?
11.
11? Oh, you're generous.
Caltech.
What's he do for a living?
He owns his own business. He inspects houses.
Is he make some decent money?
Yeah, he does.
Okay. And you guys, do you live together?
Yeah, we live together.
Okay. And you've never caught him interacting with anyone over the internet?
Maybe just once. It was like an old girlfriend, but it was all the way in another state.
Well, that's just having emails. But as long as it's not affecting his functioning, he's not spending a lot of money, he's not getting into weird stuff, it's not affecting your sexual functioning.
Mm-hmm. Nah. Her name is Tiffany, and I can hear something in her voice.
Yeah.
What's up with you, baby?
Not much. I mean, I'm not ugly or anything.
I thought you were beautiful. You said you were beautiful.
Well, I dance, so.
Yeah, that's what I was hearing.
I was getting a little bit of that, too, yeah.
I was hearing that, yeah. What, topless or bottomless?
Just topless.
It's refreshing.
Old fashioned.
Yeah. It's refreshing.
She's doing it just to get some money for college, Adam. How dare you?
Yeah. And how often do you work?
I work 4 to 5 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
The comedy in this is a topless dancer offended that he looks at porn.
Yeah.
It is because I'm not masturbating openly in front of them. You know what I mean? It doesn't turn me on. It's for the money.
Mm-hmm.
And it just makes me feel kind of like, well, I'm pretty, but why does he have to look at me?
Yeah, but do you kind of get a sense of what makes, you know, that men do that, right? That's how you make the money.
Is there a way, like, I could deal with it easier, or, I don't know. Like,
well, the fact that you were sexually abused by your dad, or that your dad gave you a bunch of...
Or
the fact that he exposed you to pornography when you were a little kid, that's what this is about and why it's so disturbing to you.
Maybe just abandon her.
Or
give him a break.
Something like that.
I did walk in on that one time.
Yeah, there you go.
Where's your dad now? Is he still around?
He's in California.
You walked in on him masturbating to pornography?
Me? No.
All right,
what did you say? What did you? Right.
When did your dad? When did your dad abandon your family?
When I was born.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, there you got abandonment issues with men. All right, Tiffany. Look, don't have any kids.
Oh, I'm not.
Good.
Okay. And him looking at porn is perfectly normal, perfectly healthy.
However, given the fact he's dating a stripper and he's bothering her and all that.
All right. But she's got issues. Her dad abandoned her. Yeah. What do you find out about furries over there?
Here's a whole furry page.
Is it all about the conventions?
Something about furries on TV. Several shows, including Jimmy Kimmel and The Man Show and MTV, feature this.
Yeah. Thank you.
Oh, but there's not a fair representation of furries or furry fandom in general.
Well, we have sent people to the conventions before.
Ah.
How do you get your dork out of the squirrel outfit? You know what I mean? That's kind of my concern. Eventually, the costume's got to come off so the schwanz can come out, right?
Yeah, I can't. This is not organized in a way that talks about how to become a furry or what a furry's function.
Well, listen, sign me up.
But there are some furry. There's a
and
furry search engine here.
Well, my dad was
furry search.
My,
go.
My dad was a furry, so I'm a legacy.
Oh,
all right. Justin,
hi, long time listener, first time caller.
Thanks, buddy. What's up?
There's something I can do to stop being such a pervert. I mean, I can't stop thinking about sex.
Mm-hmm. How often do you masturbate?
A little too much. I mean, I've had to cut back because I think I injured myself recently, so that's been tough, but a lot. Like, 3 times a day, twice a day usually, something like that.
You okay with that, Adam?
It's a little light. I wonder if this is bogus or not. I don't know, 21-year-old guys into chicks. Like, what's the deal? You doing anything? You getting into trouble?
Well, not sexual trouble, but I am looking at a lot of pornography on the internet. Like, one of the weird things I've done lately is I read these stories on the internet, and they're kind of like just weird stories. Like, some of them are like humiliation stories. They're just weird. I don't know.
And so it's weird. It upsets you that you're spending time reading these weird stories?
Well, it's got to be real, like, perverted for me to get turned on by it.
Do you have a sexual abuse history?
No. I don't, but I have a little bit of trauma in the past because my parents are both deceased. My father died when I was 3. Hmm. My mother died when I was 13.
What happened?
She killed
my father died in an accident, a construction accident.
Wow.
And my mother had a heart attack.
Wow. All right, Justin, what else is going on? Let me talk to Drew for a second here. Here's what happens in my estimation in life, for most things. People don't have an active enough or rewarding enough schedule. They don't have a schedule that they can sink their teeth into.
Yes.
They don't have anything that flips their cookie. A lot of guys, and I know because I'm one of them, and I hung out with the rest of them, they get out of high school, all they can get is a crappy job.
Right.
So they just get some carpet cleaning, carpet laying, roofing, kind of cleaning up trash, kind of BS stocking job. Of course, your mind just goes numb every time you think about work. It's anything but a career.
Mm-hmm.
You're more just a drone bee. Mm-hmm. And so work is nothing. Career, what career? You're not going to school. You're not doing anything but, you know, clean up on aisle 9 or dragging branches and throwing them into a chipper. So you start getting sort of this mild depression. It's almost sort of a numbness. Mm-hmm. Your life is filled with just a crappy long hours. You don't have any money. There's not enough money to pursue anything. There's no dreams. There's no anything. And you just start slipping into this world where you just start drinking beer and masturbating. It's like, and not in that order. Or sometimes simultaneously. The point is think about it now. You have nothing. You really don't have anything, and you turn on the TV, you see people traveling, you see them in their Hummers, you see you watch Cribs, you see MTV, you're very envious, you can't come close to it, you're making $9 an hour.
That's part of the problem, isn't it?
The envy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so you're just sitting there, and you're just sort of staring at the world through the window of your TV set, and you just sort of numb yourself with a few beers, and then you turn on the internet, and you beat off, and day begins.
What people do that tend to get sort of going with the internet.
Cathartic.
It sounds good for you, huh?
Yeah.
The internet pornography is that they use it as a means of dealing with those feelings. It sort of takes them away. It's almost like they go into sort of an alpha wave state. They sort of go into an altered state, and they're kind of in a quasi-dreamlike state. with high levels of arousal, and they kind of spend hours sometimes sort of out in that world surfing around.
Right.
And it takes them away. It's Calgon. It's a bath oil.
Suddenly, they're a millionaire with the world at their fingertips.
Or more importantly, they're just dissociated. They're detached from all the agony.
Here's what they have to come back to. The rust-colored carpet the roommate spilled the bong on last night, the effed up futon, and the crappy job back at the batting cage.
Yep.
So, yeah, well, just drink a beer, stroke myself for 4 hours a night, and Calgon take me away.
Yeah.
So I tend to think that guys like Justin...
21, though, it's a little early to be getting into that. Usually you have some energy to sort of
focus on their a perv or whatever. I would just say you need a life where you come home and you're tired, or you come home and you have paperwork to do, or like there's things to do.
And you want to do them.
Yeah, you know, and you want to do them. Justin?
Yes.
What's going on with the rest of your life beside the beating off side of your life?
I'm a student. I'm a senior at the University of Central Florida.
Mm. We've been there. I've been there a couple times.
Oh, yeah?
Mm. I definitely need to see you guys if you come back.
Yeah, we need to come by your dorm. Mop up. So, you're a senior. It seems like you need a girlfriend, a job, something that flips your cookie.
Well, again, you have some trauma. Maybe this is you're heading in that direction where you're trying to manage this. Go ahead and get Adam is right. Get it under control. And one way to do this is find something else to focus your attention on.
Attempt it, and if you can't, then you're going to have to get some therapy.
That's right.
But you know, pick up a sport. Get into something. Yeah,
I agree. It needs to be something active.
Sea kayaking.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't mean sea the ocean. I mean the C word.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Whoa. Yeah. I'll explain it to you during
the break. My goodness.
Jason.
You stretch the skin over a skeletal.
I don't even think about it. I'll explain. Jason.
Yes, sir.
You're 25?
Yes.
What's up?
I haven't had sex in a year and a half because I have no drive. And this all started, I went to the doctor and found out that I had chlamydia, got treatment for it. Mm-hmm. And, since then, I haven't even kissed a girl.
Did that just freak you out that you got chlamydia?
Yeah, it did. I was always real careful, you know what I mean? The only reason me and this girl even had unprotected sex was that we both went to the doctor, got checked out beforehand. We were, you know, both clean. She was on a pill, so we figured, you know, it'd be all right.
How did the doctor diagnose the chlamydia?
Well, I went to the bathroom in the morning, and it was cloudy. And I went to the doctor, they took a urine sample and tested it and blood sample and all that and said that I had it.
Mm-hmm. All right. Mm. It's possible.
Mm. All right. Well, it's time to get back on that horse.
Why is that such a big deal to you? This is part of having sex at your age. It happens.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm, you know, worried about. You know, I should be... Well, I started being sexually active at 15.
Uh-oh.
And stopped at 23. Mm-hmm. And... In between them 8 years, it was 13 girls that I'd been with,
mm-hmm.
and now nothing. And there's a couple of girls that, you know, want to try to get with me.
All right, hold on a second. So I guess we run into this a lot where, you know, people say, I'm doing this behavior, and we just sort of say, well, why don't you just stop? Yeah. Or why don't you just start doing what's healthy?
Right.
And I feel like we could say that to Jason.
You can't, except he launched back into discussion of describing what it is he's doing, which he already described to us.
Yeah. Listen, genius, how about you just, you got these chicks that like you, just get going. Again, I hate to keep getting back to it, but this, again, sounds like you're depressed.
Right. You do sound quite depressed. That may be why you have no sex drive.
What's your job?
I'm driving over the road currently. I change jobs a lot, actually.
Well, driving over the road?
Nobody paints a picture like Jason.
I know, it's beautiful.
So you're truck driver? Are you a truck driver?
You can say that. It's a cargo van, but I'm over the road. I go, you know, all over the place.
I'm over the road. That must mean something we don't understand.
What's over the road mean?
It means I'm gone through, you know, I live in Detroit. Right now I'm in Arizona.
So you're a long-haul trucker.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
He's a rambling man.
He is a rambler. Rambling can be depressing.
Yeah.
But why no sex drive? Are you on any medication?
No.
I think your job sucks. What would you like to do?
It's never really been a problem with me. I was a roofer for 5 years.
Ooh.
Yeah, I liked that, actually.
CAT scan time.
It was just sucking up that. A good workout, you know.
Yeah. Too bad you weren't near current state, Arizona. It's a beautiful place to do roofing.
Oh, no,
Yuma,
I wouldn't be doing it out here.
August, 170 degrees.
I can't even walk across the parking lot without halfway down.
Yeah, I know. It's just like you're being punished by God. All right, listen, Jason, we think you're depressed, and if not, then just go ahead and hop on one of these chicks, would you?
Yeah.
Just get going.
I think your sex drive will come back when you start putting yourself in the arena.
You didn't get AIDS. You got chlamydia.
Yeah.
Let's
go. Curable thing.
Yeah. Shake it off, and let's get going. Brian?
Yes.
You're 19?
Yep.
You know
what
furry...
Dr. Drew, I'm a long-time listener, first-time caller.
Thanks.
You told me to call in about furries, and I got three furries here in this car with me.
Well, all right. Hold on a second. Hold on. We got to take a quick break, but we want to talk to all the furries.
Yeah. I'm curious. Well, no. We don't want to talk to all of them. We've talked about three of them.
Well, those are the three there.
Yeah. I just mean all of them in North America.
No.
All 18 of them.
These three will represent the rest.
That'll be fine.
Yeah.
But you guys get your story straight.
Maybe just one or two of them.
The point is whatever you guys say about furries is whatever we're going to think about furries from this day forth until we bring it up again in a couple years and Anderson points out to us that we brought it up earlier. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll be right back after this. Yeah.
I feel very lucky. I got all those things.
Think about it. Think about it, buddy. Count your lucky stars. Hey, everybody. It's the Love Line. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191.
And by the way, those things weren't on anybody's radar screen when we were growing up.
Yeah. Drew and I were just having a conversation while we were taking a wee-wee. Apropos of nothing. Brian?
Yeah.
You're 19?
I am. All right. So you want to know about furries?
Go ahead.
Yeah.
All right, what do you want to know?
Well, tell us everything.
Start at the beginning.
Give us the bullet point.
How'd you become a furry?
Well, I ran into him on the internet, right? And I thought he was cool. So I ended up in this chat room online. And everyone was furry.
Don't tell us your personal story. Give us the the broad strokes of being a furry.
All right, so everyone chooses a character, right? Like a an animal of a certain type.
Hang on a second. Is it like Pokemon where you have to pick your character, or is it just you make
it up? Well, I mean, you make it up. People make up all sorts of crazy stuff.
Could I say I was a koalapus, part platypus, part koala bear, and I make my own sort of costume?
Absolutely.
Ooh, write that down,
Drew.
And what is the goal in making the elaborate costume? To be attractive to other furries?
I guess that's only part of it. It's sort of two separate groups. There's furries and fursuiters. The fursuiters actually dress up and do the whole thing. And most of them are having sex with each other at the conventions.
The fursuiters.
Right.
Do the suits come off?
Oh, the suits come off, and you were wondering how you get your dong through the hole.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. Well, they have these things called SPHs. It stands for strategically placed hole. Completely serious.
Oh, no. You can make that up. Go ahead.
In the front and back, which is, using the suits.
So is this a gay or not gay thing?
Oh, it's totally gay.
Oh, it's a gay thing.
So that's why it's very gay. All the
chicks in hold still.
Pretty much 95% of the male furries that I know are gay.
Mm. Yeah. I would, hold on a second. Drew, you know what I would go as? I would go as a road sloth, which is roadkill meets a sloth.
I'd just go as an armadillo.
I would just fall over and just lie there and sleep the entire time. I'd climb up in the tree and just sleep.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind being an animal, not to have sex with, but just one that slept a lot. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that's my fetish.
Sleeping.
Yeah, I'm going to lick my genitalia, and then I'm going to take about a 22-hour nap, and then I'm going to move around a little, lick a little more, and then take another nap.
Nice.
All right. So, are you gay, Brian?
I am.
All right. And so if you go to a convention, how do you pair up and how do you know what's underneath the costume?
Are you just attracted to the costume?
Yeah, and does it matter?
It's a roll of the die. I mean, I've never fursuited. I've never done that thing.
But do you think they're just attracted to the costume and they want to have sex
absolutely.
With that costume?
They love
that costume turns me on.
Animals, you know?
Do furries prefer oral sex or anal sex?
I don't think they have a preference. The more sex, the better. Sex of any kind.
And if you went to one of these conventions where you dressed up, and he had these strategically placed holes. Might you have sex with somebody and never know who they were?
That's entirely possible. But
is that part of the gig?
Much, like, a lot of the suits are pretty unique, you know, so people are identified by their suits.
Another thing is you have to see them with their head off. Hold on. I just came up with a great idea for a movie. Tom Hanks, Meg Ryan, both furries, both banging the bejesus out of each other through the glory hole at the conventions, but working right next to each other in the same office and longing for love.
Emailing
each other, yeah. Never knowing that she's the one I've been banging the bejesus out of through the glory hole in the furry outfit.
Oh, it's so romantic.
You know what I mean? But meanwhile, they're falling in love, and they're actually humping at a Ramada. You know, but they don't know it.
I'm just trying to think how we're going to call this film.
Oh, Happy Trail?
No.
Happy Trail
Highlights?
Hamster Wheel? I'm gonna think about it. Oh,
You've got tail?
You've got tail.
There it is.
That's good. Brian? All right, sorry.
Another thing is that no one uses their real name, so that movie could definitely work.
And now...
You've got tail.
You're not into dressing up.
No, I think that's pretty lame.
Yeah, but then how does your fetish manifest itself if you don't actually get into the outfit?
Well, you know, when I do have sex, it's kind of animalistic, which I mean, it's not too freaky, really. You know, a lot of people are into that.
Furries seem like lovable, soft animals, not aggressive.
Yeah, you never see squirrels humping.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, here's what I'm saying. So plenty of people just get someone in doggy position, go to town. They don't label themselves a furry.
Do you bring stuffed animals into the action?
Well, that's called plushophile. A plushophile is a person that humps stuffed animals. That's real popular.
Hold on a second.
No, that's like your buddy that...
Listen, I'm not a religious man. I don't follow, biblical texts too much, but it's time for the cleansing.
You think?
Whatever that is.
Time for the rapture to hit.
The rapture. We need to be cleansed. We're now, people are plushophiles.
Why did the poor Indonesians get it? Why didn't just the tsunami hit?
And really, this tsunami needs to wash over the Western world.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, like I said, I don't agree with everything the terrorists offer, but I got a couple of points. We are spinning out a little bit over here. They may be overdoing it the other direction.
They may be playing tapes of this show. See?
Yeah.
Join us.
Brian?
Yeah.
All right, so you're a furry, but you're not a dress furry.
Right.
And
you called it a flushophile?
Plushophile.
Plushophile.
Plushophile, like a plushie, you know, a plush toy.
Yeah, yeah. And so you would have an encounter with another furry, and what would make it, how would we know it was furry?
Huh?
Well, how would we know? Like two gay guys like having aggressive sex.
Yeah, you use like maybe like a leash and collar.
That's not furry. That's S&M now. Now that's S&M. What does S&M have to do with being a furry?
Well, you know, some people wear ears and tail.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I've never worn a tail before.
Have you worn a tail?
Yes, I have.
Hmm. Have you ever pulled a wagon? Like Cinderella's... Because it's going that direction, too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. If I was gay, I'd just wear tail all the time and... tail up like hot dog from the Archies.
You present.
Meant game on.
Yeah.
Tail tucked in meant game off. You know what I mean? So
yeah, recovering.
Forget about the bandanas in different colors. No, just be. I'd be cruising the bar. You saw the tail up in the air. I'm
imagining what you would be like. The tail would only be down when you were recovering.
Yeah, but no, it would be depend on how attracted I was to the specific dude, to the certain.
Oh,
dude.
You'd go up and down as you moved along. I thought you just walked through the bar with your tail up.
No. What I would do is I would have... Here's what I would do Here's what I would do if I was gayer. I would have a belt, and I would have a dog's tail, and it would be spring-loaded.
Yeah.
And when it's just left alone, hands off, it would just be tucked in.
I see.
Right in between my legs.
Yeah.
But I would have a piece of fishing string onto it, and I would pull it over my shoulder, and so when it popped up, that meant that it was game on.
So as you walked by a guy you liked.
And when I let it go, it snapped back down again.
So as you walked by a guy you liked, you'd pull it up.
I pull it up.
And then let it snap down again.
I let snap if it was a dude that, like, you know, had bad skin or something that wasn't attractive to me.
It's very interesting.
Yeah. It's the way
I still don't, you know, I I'm interested in what motivates humans. I still don't know what motivates the furry thing. I do know.
Well, look, it's mostly gay. Here's the thing. gay guys interested in pushing the sexual envelope, I would say most part, because it's guy on guy.
Therefore,
it's guys in charge of guys.
It's game on.
Yeah, it's like criminals deciding what to do with a found wallet. What do you think? Think that's going back to the rightful owner? Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Now, look, I know it sounds gayophobic or homophobic or whatever. No, I'm not saying that. If you took Drew, who's a man of exquisite passion, and you took me, who's, I'll get a boner for you if we have to, and we were into each other, and you said, like, I don't know, should we be doing it at work, or should we do it in the car, or do you think it would be okay to invite your friend Mark from the School of Accounting over at USC? It became, I'd be yes to everything all the time. Because woman slows things down.
Yeah, I had a long discussion, and I did a segment for Discovery Health Channel about attraction stuff, and I really kind of got into it with this group of people, and I realized that one of the things, no one ever talks about this, it was kind of interesting, that men are kind of always scanning, always ready.
Right.
And they come across a woman who is sort of available, opens the gate, and they have like an arousal moment together. That moment of sort of attraction is really mutual arousal. And if she's at the right... You know, it's just timing for her, and she's, you know, happens to be kind of attracted to that guy, but kind of the gates kind of peek open, the guy's going through.
Right.
So the women really are determining whether things are going to go forward.
Right.
And most of the time, the gates are closed.
Yeah.
And the gates open here and there, because with guys, the gates are always open.
It's like the Panama Canal. We're a cargo ship, and we're trying to get through.
Right.
And if the gates close, then we got to just sit there. And if you open it, we move forward.
Right.
And eventually, we get the other, we get. Around the horn, I don't know how.
The next set of locks.
The point is, when you got guys humping guys, deciding on how often, when, and where, and what we should do, eventually that leads into furries because they just keep going and they burn out a little bit. You know what's next? We got to keep going. Keep pushing the envelope.
More arousal.
Yeah, they're like anal test pilots. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
the gays. Write that down, Drew.
I'll never forget it.
Angelique?
Yes.
You're 20?
Yes.
What's up?
I've been married for almost a year, and I just don't like sex, and I'm a bitch sometimes. I was just wondering if you could, like, tell me what to do.
Well, what does that mean?
First off, I have trouble believing you're a bitch sometimes.
Well, what do you mean?
I think I'm a pretty good judge of a person's voice.
Let's examine what you're talking about here. What do you mean you don't like sex?
It's like I don't like when we're doing it. I like it; it's fine. But I don't like. I always tell him no, or
why?
I'm not in the mood. I just don't want to.
Have you always been this way?
Yeah, I think so. But when we first got together, I was always doing it, whatever he wanted, because I figured. Like, after we dated for almost a year, I figured, well, what the hell? We're going to get married, so why not? So I used to do it all the time.
Hold on a second. I don't know. I know I'm on a theme
it's
tonight.
Depression,
but
though.
Everyone's just depressed, yeah. And, like, they don't... When you're depressed, I don't like my job. I don't like my partner. I don't like sex. I mean, when you're depressed, you just don't like stuff you're supposed to like. That's how they measure it sometimes.
No, that's
right.
Lack of enjoyment in previously enjoyable activities.
Yeah, and she just sounds like a bummer.
Yeah, but I wonder, you know, if there's something sort of more than just depression here.
What's up, Angelique?
No, well, I love my husband with all my heart. No, I'm not depressed. I don't think I'm depressed at all. I just don't like it. I mean, when we're doing it, it's good.
Well, all right, not interested. What else?
It,
what else is going on in your life?
Have you always been this way with all men?
I've only been with my husband and one other guy, and that was one time.
And what'd your dad think?
Huh?
And what's up? What else is going on? Do you have kids?
No, I want kids really bad, but
you have to have sex to have kids.
But
do you think you're sort of sabotaging this relationship? Is it hard for you to be in a married relationship?
I don't think so. I don't know.
Kind of feels like
but
that.
I always get really mad. I get really mad at him at stupid stuff.
Yeah. Hold on, numbskull. This is why you're not supposed to get married at 19 and a half.
Right?
You get mad at stupid stuff. I'm barely 20 when you got married. You just get mad at stupid stuff when you're 20, male or female.
What goes through your mind about your husband? What are you generally feeling about him?
Oh, I love my husband with all my heart. All right. I really do.
So, yeah, so
all
why? Right. What's so? What is there to be so mad at then? What are the things when he makes you mad? What are you thinking?
Just how I always have to, like, it's really petty stuff, like how I always have to clean up after him, or
all right.
he doesn't
what else?
Know how to take out the trash, or
so as being his, you don't like being his mom.
Right. Oh, and he calls me. He's like, I'm not your, or you're not my mom. And he, when he says that, I want to like punch him.
I can tell there's great love, though.
Yeah, wonderful.
What does he do? Does he work?
Oh, he works real hard. He works hard, yeah.
Is he too nice a guy?
He might be. He is really sweet. Like, whenever we get into a fight or whatever, he'll just... He's really, really quiet, too. So whenever we get into a fight...
This sounds like you running roughshod on the guy that you need to sabotage, because he is nice and is available.
Trying to wake him up.
Yeah, you need a guy that's chaotic and dangerous and all this stuff.
Like dear old dad.
Yep.
Where's your dad?
He's probably in bed with my mom right now.
Yeah. Was he a loudmouth? Was he volatile? Was he an alcoholic?
No, no. My mom and dad are ordained ministers.
So you're a wild child.
Really wild whenever I was growing up.
Did they sort of punish you with their stuff?
With their God?
With their punishing with their sort of demands, let's put it that way.
With their what? I'm sorry.
Demands upon you. Did you feel that there was
Oh, yeah.
Did they become ordained ministers in response to something? Like, were they drug addicts at one time or something?
No, they got married and they just decided to do it mutually, like, when I was a baby.
Because why?
Yeah.
They just found God and decided
God. Yeah, finding God and becoming ministers are two different things.
Well, even finding God as an adult. Here's the thing about, let me explain God to everybody. A, doesn't exist. So, the only way you can believe in him is, like, you believe in Santa Claus and Easter Bunny and stuff like that. Someone has to feed you a steady diet of it when your brain is soft and it has to get in. If you don't get that, you're just a right-thinking atheist, and all of a sudden you're 25 and you find God, it usually means the cops found you, or you found methadone or heroin or something. You found something, and now you find God. Because it's a weird thing.
Well, but
it's like playing the harp, like picking up the harp at 30.
But then I think I'm going to become minister, and me and my wife are going to become evangelists.
Now, unless your parents are both black athletes, in which case it's acceptable because we're retired from the NFL.
But both of them, both the husband and the wife.
She could have played some ball. Yeah, that means something bad. And you know what it means to me? When you become a minister, and I know I sound horrible, but it means you're scared of something that's in you and you're trying to contain it. I'm scared I'm a pedophile. I'm scared I'm lazy. I'm scared I've abused substances or abused kids or abused my kids. I'm going to become this and contain this, and I'm going to read from the Bible 3 hours a day and try to contain myself.
Does that sound familiar?
My parents? I don't really know a lot about my dad's past.
All right. You see how the show stops whenever we talk to people?
I know, but she's going to tell us about her mom. She's going to tell us.
Well, when?
Right now. Here we go. And your mom?
My mom? Well, she's been married 3 times.
Ooh.
My dad. And...
Three times what?
She's been married 3 times before my dad.
Before your dad.
So dad is number 4.
Yeah.
All right.
So she's got it. She's bipolar or something.
Now, look at this guy's number one for you.
Well, wait a minute. So what's up with your mom's past? What else did you find out?
I have 3 older brothers. All by different dads.
All right.
And I don't know. She told me, and my brother told me that, like, I guess her first husband, like, beat her real bad.
Yeah. There we go. It's starting to come into
all
focus
right.
now.
Everything's a mess. Angelique.
Yeah.
This guy isn't chaotic enough for you. You're freaking out. You got to get some therapy.
You're really going to
destroy this relationship.
You could respond to therapy, Angelique, if you take advantage of it. Get a therapist.
You say you love him with all your heart. Why don't you go do something about it and get some therapy?
You can't tolerate a relationship. Closeness is very threatening.
Or break it off. Or do nothing.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Here's what I like. I love when people call our show and go, well, I don't know.
Yeah.
That's cool. I love that.
Well, look, she's nervous. It's late night. She's in Oklahoma. She's having a butt. But, mom and dad are nuts. At least mom is nuts.
Yeah.
And by the way, been married 4 times. She's married at 20. Mm-hmm. I just start calling the guy number one. I wouldn't even call him husband anymore.
I thought you said call her dad number one.
No.
Call her current husband number one.
Eh, just call him number one.
Because she's working on it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Listen.
Angelique, this is number one for you. I guess you're planning on 3 more.
Just well, like this is how it works. Get some therapy. Otherwise, you're bound to repeat the mistakes your parents made. We'll take a quick break. Be right back after this. Yeah, everybody. It's Loveline. I'll tell you, tonight, Drew,
yeah?
We have no choice but to get it on.
Oh, boy.
Got to get it on. Get it on in the morning now. Yeah, Drew?
Get it on.
Corolla.
Adam.
Corolla.
No.
Yeah, you know, that's how you do Marco Polo, by the way. You know, I've tried to play this with a few people, and they do that weird, they do it in a weird way, you know?
What?
They go like, Adam.
No.
They're cadence-wise. You know, when you do Marco Polo, you have to do it.
They never played Marco Polo.
Is that what it is?
That must be that.
You got to do it.
You've got all those guys you hang out with that don't like cars, don't like women, don't like...
Yeah. But they all like the swimming pool.
But they didn't play Marco Polo.
Marco.
Polo.
Katie?
Yeah?
You're 13?
Yeah.
Have you ever played Marco Polo?
No.
No?
When we're swimming.
Yeah. Oh, when you're swimming, but not.
Yeah.
Not when you're a landlocked, like if you're camping in the desert.
No.
Okay, you wouldn't play it like in the house
or at school
or at school
in the schoolroom, classroom.
But if you're swimming, you might play it.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you know who Marco Polo is or was?
I think he was like a mathematician.
Probably had to do some math to navigate. The point is, you don't know who he is.
Yes.
But I'll tell you who you do know. Adam Carolla, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so next time you get in the swimming pool, instead of Marco Polo, what game are you going to play?
Adam Carolla.
That's okay. Right. All right. Now, ask your question.
Okay. I'm 13, and I had sex with a 15-year-old, and we didn't use protection, and I'm thinking that I might have to tell my parents, you know, because I might have, like, you know, I might be pregnant, but I don't know, or STDs, and I'm kind of scared because my dad, he's an atheist, and my mom, she's a Christian, and if I tell my parents, I think they
that
might...
That makes you an agnostic.
Yeah, I think they might go...
Well, hold on a second. Why did you have sex with this guy? Is he your boyfriend?
Kind of, yeah. I mean,
what's going on? Well, I'm confused.
Why did you have sex with him? Did you want to have sex with him?
Yeah, I did.
You did. But you're willing to have sex with a guy when you're 13 who's not your boyfriend.
Yeah, and I made the biggest mistake, and I'm not going to do it again.
Okay.
But what was up with that? What was motivating you to do that?
I think it was the excitement that he wanted me.
Mm-hmm.
That was mainly it.
All right. Do you want to be his girlfriend?
I don't know. Not really. I seriously don't want to be in contact with anybody like that again.
Why?
I just want to stay away from that stuff again, because if it tries to happen again, I don't want it to happen again.
Okay. All right. So now you think maybe you're pregnant.
I don't know.
Well, now, wait a minute. I have a feeling this is not the usual love line situation.
Yeah.
This isn't Katie dropping this bomb on parents as a payback.
No.
This is Katie desperate to get help from her parents.
Yeah.
You got to tell your parents.
You do?
Yeah.
Why?
Because she wants help from them. She genuinely wants. She doesn't want to create help.
What do you think they might do to help you?
Whatever is going on that she's acting out around.
I'm interested in Katie answering me, not Drewy. Yeah. Go ahead, Katie.
I don't know. I think, yeah, I want help, but I think my parents might, you know, I mean, they might go ballistic, and, like, my sister, they know that she's had sex before, and my mom does not like her at all. My mom, she's a high school dropout, basically, and my mom thinks she's, like, you know, a whore.
Hold on a second, Katie. Let me talk to you for a second. You know what I think this is a case of, and maybe it's hitting a little close to the Carolla family, but I had a sister that got in a little trouble herself. I think the deal is some parents don't really want a parent.
Right, and she's trying to get that out of them.
And the kid is trying to sort of kickstart them into parenting.
There's something going on in the home that she's trying to capture them.
Yeah, she's trying to say, start parenting me.
Yeah, or help me, or stop this other stuff.
Yeah.
Stop focusing on my sister, whatever it is,
Katie,
I need you.
Do you feel like your parents don't parent enough?
Actually, I think I mainly did it just to get them mad. I don't know.
You want to get a reaction out of them.
Because to get them away from your sister and all that, right?
Basically, because my mom, but I don't know if I should tell her, because my mom is thinking about taking, I think, a kid in, and he's a guy, and if I tell my parents, then it's going to ruin the chance of taking that boy in.
Yeah, of course you want to not take that boy in.
Yeah, who wants some stoner living down the hall?
And not only that, then your parents are never going to pay attention to you. They're going to be busy containing this.
Katie, let it all out with your parents. Just tell them everything you're feeling, everything you're thinking.
Please.
Tell them everything. And don't just tell them you had sex. Tell them, here's what I think,
here's what I'm feeling. I'm feeling miserable. I need your attention, I need your love, I need help. I can't tolerate bringing another kid in this house. Yeah. I'm worried about my sister. I don't like the fact that you pay so much attention to her.
You're a 13-year-old chick. Spill it.
We're going to break.
We'll be back.
Figure it out. Not them.
Trying. No. I didn't hear anything from...
I did.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Anderson?
Yeah.
I had a little mumbling. Yeah, just having a little heart-to-heart with Drew. I don't really get advice from Drew so much as I hear myself talk and then come up with my own answers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Or whatever advice I do give you, you don't take and you come up with your own answers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It would be the same effect if I put a wig on an ironing board and just lean it up against the wall.
Just start talking.
Maybe some glasses.
If you ever wonder what I feel like when you're talking, just set one up.
Oh, man. Thanks, buddy. I needed that. Carlos?
Yep.
You're 22?
Yep, sure am.
What's up?
Well, first of all, I just want to say I love you guys. I think that you guys should be on more than just 2 hours.
Thanks, I absolutely
love your show.
I wouldn't mind either. They just have to repeat the first hour. Make it 3 hours.
No, well, I have a question. Whenever I have sex with my girlfriend, she sometimes can't last more than 3 minutes. Mm. And after she finishes, well, I'm left with blue balls, and I mean, I'm just... kneeling right there in front of her, like.
Wait a minute, she finishes and then just shuts down and pushes you away?
Yeah.
She won't give you a little oral love?
That's only in the beginning.
Why don't you finish first? Or sort of, you know.
Well, he can't. She goes so fast.
No, but I mean, some other means. And then second go around for her.
Well, the thing is that she wants to get it done as soon as possible. I mean, even the oral, even the foreplay, everything. I mean, she wants to get it done as soon as possible. So, you know, if I do oral on her and she does oral on me, she wants to hurry up and get it done with.
You know, I just had a thought. You know, it's about the only time chicks care anything about being efficient or proper use of time is in the sack. Like, all of a sudden, then they become Tony Robbins. You know, let's go. Let's pick it up. What's going on? Let's get this knocked out. Sex of City starting in 12 minutes.
But
other than that, anything else around the house, a good hour, 45 minutes to put the face on, get out the front door. Everything else is arduous and time-consuming and, you know, takes forever. But the sex, they're pretty efficient with that. It's probably one of their more efficient places.
Except they complain you need to slow down on getting up to the sex point. Slow that part down.
Right.
Then get it over with once you're in.
Right, right.
But I'm confused that she wants to get it over with. Does he mean that she wants, that she's aversive to it and wants it done?
It doesn't sound flattering.
Or well, that's the way he perceives it. Or is it that she's so into it, she's a passionate woman and can't wait.
Contain it.
Yeah.
Carlos?
Well, the thing is that she was going through therapy because she was molested when she was 5 years old. Sometimes when we're having sex, she'll just stop and she'll just break out crying. And
So she might be faking the orgasms even.
Yeah. You plan on getting married to this lady?
Well, I want to. I mean, she's an amazing girl, you know.
All right. Well, here's the thing, Carlos. Take some advice from the genius over here. Go ahead, Drew. No, I was talking about myself.
Wow, you've never said...
I've never done that.
Mark this day in the calendar, please.
Here's the thing.
Not even a jest.
She was molested. She's getting therapy. That's great. What you don't want to do is have kids, start a family, get married too early with somebody like this. Because you know what this is? this is a person that's going to take a little while to heal.
Yeah.
And you're going to feel it in the bedroom. You're going to feel it when you're in the living room. You're going to feel it almost everywhere for a while. And the kids will definitely feel it.
Yep.
There should be some sort of thing which is, you know, the more you're molested, the longer you wait to have kids, the longer you wait to get married, because you're essentially broken and you're healing. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, the people that got screwed with crank out the kids at 17 or 18 more often than not.
Strange.
And that's where the sort of a downward spiral of society begins. So Carlos, she is working in therapy. That's good. You take it nice and slow with her, and you're going to have to sort of work with her. And the reality is you're 22, and you got a handful here. And if you're up to that challenge, God bless you, but these are the things that come with that territory.
If this is the only thing you're sort of aware of as a result of what she's been through, then consider yourself very lucky.
Yeah.
You got to kind of work something out with her.
Talk to her. If she's in therapy, tell her to bring it up with a therapist.
And again, I think you missed the point of what I was telling you, is that you need to finish in some way before she does.
All right. I want to talk to Alan, who's been on hold for a long time, and I feel bad for him. Alan?
Hey, what's going on?
You're 24. You're in the military?
Yes.
And what branch?
I'm sorry?
What branch
Navy.
Of the Navy?
Navy, yeah.
All right. And what do you do in the Navy?
I'm an information systems technician. I work with computers, satellites, communications, stuff like that.
Hmm.
You see, it's always boring.
That's kind of interesting.
Yeah, it really is. Okay.
It's not a turret, a gun turret.
No, but I mean, that's the whole thing. Whenever we talk to someone in the military, and it's like, I'm in the military, I'm in the Navy or the Marines or the Army, you go, what do you do? And you go, oh, the Navy.
I drive the laundry truck.
I work the I work in the kitchen. I work the thing. I work. I'm in the rear with the gear. Like I want the guys. Like I work the phalanx system. It's that Gatling gun that shoots 7 million rounds of 40 millimeter spent uranium. And I go ahead and feed the clips into it while the thing is spraying shells everywhere. Like that's what I'm picturing. You know what I mean? Something. I'm on the deck. I got the flags. I'm bringing in F-18s, you know, whatever. But it's always the guy who's in sort of down in the bunker, and he's doing some communications or doing something.
See,
like that.
See, I think that Navy sub ran to a mountain underwater.
Yes, I did see that.
That's crazy. The guys died. They were thrust, you know, against.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, they couldn't get them out of the hatch.
Jesus.
Yeah. All right. Run silent. Run deep. Alan.
Yes.
All right. So you were doing satellites, and you're in the military. In the Navy, and now what?
About 3 months ago, I met a girl that's here on a student visa from Indonesia, and she's here going to try to be a dentist. And everything is cool between her and I, except the only thing her mom's been telling her about coming over here, which she doesn't want her over here, is not to get hooked up with an American. She's supposed to keep to her. She's Muslim, and supposed to keep to her religious ties, and she hasn't done that, and I haven't been much of a help. And her mother said she was going to disown her.
Oof.
If she broke it, like, I got her started drinking, having sex, and stuff like that. She was a virgin when she came here.
Shooting dice.
Not anymore.
Rolling hobos.
She doesn't do the...
Everyone comes here and gets corrupted.
Right.
Why is she coming here to go to school?
Much better education. And she has an aunt that she moved over here with, and that's who she's living with now, her aunt. Her mother wants her to come back. Like, every other week she calls her and tells her to come back to Indonesia. And she wants to stay here with me and go back.
All right. Well, where's her dad?
Her dad passed away.
All right. Well, at least she don't have to deal with him. All right. Well, obviously it sounds, I mean, I can look down the road a little here and say she's probably just going to stay in the United States.
You would think.
And probably not going to go back to Indonesia, which, by the way, I have no idea where it is. I mean, here's my whole thing. I hear, I have a few choices. Like, there's Mexico, there's Japan, now there's China. That's a new addition.
Do you know where that is?
Well, I know it's different. I know it's different than Japan.
Near Japan, though.
I know it's different than Japan. That's what I know. And now, because of the war, there's the Middle East. Indonesia, that don't sound like Europe. That don't sound like Japan. I don't know where that is. Something tropical.
Bunch of islands.
Islands. A lot of islands. I don't know. Lots of tea. They drink tea there.
Coffee.
They eat a lot of coffee. I'm picturing like a yak, like a knee deep in a paddy dragging something. And a guy with a straw hat. You know, picturing a little Vietnam, you know, maybe
it's
a little
south of that, yeah.
All right. So anyway, Alan.
So it's like the fifth most populous country in the world, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I got, you know, underpants and stuff that's made there. I just, you know, they should put a map on there.
Yeah.
Hey, so, Alan.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what you can do other than tell her, you know, follow your heart or whatever, but it sounds like the longer she spends in this country, the more Americanized as she becomes, and the less she wants to go back to the old ways.
Well, it is that way, except her mom calls about every other week, and after she gets off the phone with her mom, then she starts having this, oh, I'm a horrible person because I have to lie to my mom, tell her I'm not doing these things. She's tried to break up with me, but she says it's not what she really wants to do. It's what her family, she needs to do for her family.
Are you really in love with her?
I'd like to marry her, but it's going to be, I know it's going to be hard with the religion thing. And
how long have you been dating her?
Oh, I've been dating her about 3 months.
How far into medical, dental school is she?
She's a sophomore right now. She's
in dental school?
Yeah.
All right. Well, she's got, okay.
What's
okay.
that? She what?
She's about 2 years into school right now.
Into dental school?
Mm-hmm. Well, yes. She's going to college for it right now.
Wait a minute, Alan. Whoa.
She's not going to dental school. She's going to college so she can get into dental school.
So she's gotten into dental school yet.
Right.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, he's a military. He's a jarhead. Look, yeah. Alan, here's the
operating
thing.
Satellites.
He's operating satellites, but he barely graduated high school, so leave him alone. Now, listen, Alan, here's the thing. She has herself a good, 6-7 years more education to deal with, so you don't have to give her the bum rush.
I'm not trying to.
I know, but here's the thing. She's new to this country.
Right.
She's being worn down by our wicked ways, which is fine. You will get into trouble if you try to manipulate her, and she will resent you.
Mm-hmm.
So what you need to do is you do that thing. You know what it is? It's the same thing you do when you find out your chick's pregnant and you want her to get an abortion.
Mm-hmm.
You don't say anything. You're like, oh, you're pregnant. That's wonderful. You wait for a while until she starts picking out names, and you're like, sweetie, we got to get an abortion. You know, you don't say abortion at the beginning. She holds that against you.
Right.
So what you need to do is listen, I respect this. I know your mom's very important to you, and you got to do some soul searching, you know, and
Back off and be supportive of her issues. Appreciate them.
Right.
Show that you appreciate them.
Right.
Let her struggle with it.
Friday night, Hooters. Saturday, we're going paintballing.
Mm.
Yeah.
Perfect.
And then it's shots. Yeah. And then it's off to Reno, Nevada, baby. Yeah. See new dudes on ice. Awesome. Yeah, look, this country's better than all other countries. Let's face it. That's why people come over here, and it's like Vegas. They can't stop. They pick up the dice. They can't put it down. And then they're all mixed. And so what you end up with, what this country ends up with, is a bunch of people that have essentially given in to their weakness and their temptation from all around the world. Now they're sitting here and they're angry and they're sort of blaming this country instead of blaming themselves.
Mm.
They're too big a puss to, you know, stand up for whatever their retarded religion told them to do and stay in their country. So then they come here and they stick with their religion and they're sort of angry at this country.
Right.
I mean, look at it. Just look at it that way.
Right.
And what it is they go to the mosque, they do a little praying, and then it's to the computer for a little internet porn. And who are they angry at? Us. Well, pack your ass and go back to your crap-filled land, please. Or knock it off and start enjoying. But they're angry at themselves, Drew.
Mm-hmm.
And what do they do when, what does 99% of this population do when they're angry at themselves?
Blame something else.
Start pointing fingers. Yep, start pointing at Old Glory and Uncle Sam.
Mm-hmm.
Please, go back to where you came from or shut up and enjoy yourself. But don't do that thing where, I'm this and I'm that and I'm tempted. I don't know what to do. Because we got a lot of them in this country. And they F it up for us atheists who want to party. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
All right. Oh, so then they have their parades and their days. And then they wave their flags. And then they get their little communities where it's not like they ever left their community. And let me... wherever you're from, I don't want to offend anyone specifically, so I'm not going to name any specific countries.
You wouldn't leave any out, that's for sure.
I'm not going to leave any out either, but here's the thing. You are in this country, A, because your country's utopia, or B, because your country sucks and you can't find a job, or you have a oppressive regime that you're living under and you can't express yourself religiously or creatively or whatever. You're out of your country because something is wrong with your country. Does anyone want to question me on this? Drew, mm-hmm. Why aren't you in the Middle East? Why aren't you in Mexico? Why aren't you in Indonesia? Why aren't you anywhere? Why not? I'll tell you why not. Our country ain't broken. Your country is broken. There's something wrong with it. That's why you're here. But your strategy is, once you get here, let's just go ahead and make a little island of our country.
That's to keep the culture, though. Remember,
former broken country. Let's just create that. Oh, screw culture.
No, I'm just saying they could make the argument that, no, my people and my culture is wonderful. The government sucks.
Yeah, yeah. Where do they import the guys running the country?
I'm just
Where's
saying,
he from?
I'm just saying they still.
Where's
may,
he from?
No, I understand that.
He's one of yours.
But they may appreciate retaining the culture. Yeah, yeah. So you can still do that here, yeah, yeah. And also, you know, enjoy.
Yeah, go ahead and watch whatever language station your country broadcasts in, but knock it off. I don't need the days. I don't need the parades. I don't need the stuff in the windows. Let's just join in.
All right, here we go.
You're here because your country sucks.
Beautiful.
Never forget that. Never forget that.
Never forget. Never forget.
All right. All right. And by the way, Drew, I know it's very convenient. The people are great. The government's corrupt. Where do you get the government?
No,
where are they from?
I'm not excusing it. I'm just saying that's why they might want to protect their culture. They can express
it
more
freely.
I'm
just saying, anyone who makes that argument, go ahead and figure out what the nationality of your government is.
But by the way, that kind of person may not say that our country is great. They may be saying, my people and my culture are great.
Yeah.
Understand?
Yeah, yeah. You're great. They just effed up their country royally.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, they're great. It's fantastic. They couldn't be any better. Yeah. It's just you got to get out of there because they'll put a burning tire around you.
Veronica.
They're fantastic.
16, what's the question?
Okay, I give this guy oral, right?
Is this the best country in the world?
Yes.
Thank you. Adam.
Corolla.
Thank you. Go ahead.
I actually played that game.
Huntington Beach, where?
In a pool.
Fantastic.
Like a private pool.
Yeah.
Nice. All right, go ahead.
Okay. I give this guy oral, right? Mm-hmm. And, I had a canker sore in my mouth, and I want to know if that's, like, related to herpes.
Yes, and you could pass herpes to him with that sore. It's possible.
By the way, that is, to me, when I hear that, it's like I'm inspired, like a football coach when an athlete has a sprained knee, but he's like, I got to get back in the game, coach.
Get out there.
You see him hobbling out there, putting the helmet on, saying, wow, tear coming from my eye.
Well, but she's the one with the sore. He's the one.
I know, but it's still like she has a canker sore and she's still willing to perform oral.
Man. How about him willing to take it? That's a bullet.
I'll tell you, I would have been willing to take it when I was 16, too. How old is the guy?
19.
How old?
19.
Ooh.
Yeesh.
Is he your boyfriend?
No.
No, Veronica, please.
Well, they say this with pride now, like, no, he's gross. I only blew him. Yucky. You think I went cooties?
Huh?
Yeah. Why?
He probably says boobs.
Are you into this guy? Do you like him?
Yeah, I did for the longest time.
And now what?
I don't know.
He's not into you?
He's not into you?
No, I don't know. I haven't talked to him for like a week.
Yeah, you not talking to him means he ain't in you. Yeah.
Here's the translation. She found her way in. She was very excited about it. He didn't respond. He didn't fall, you know, fawn after her afterwards. I'm not into him anymore.
I haven't spoken to Catherine Zeta-Jones in a while either, to come to think of it. So I'm not sure if she's not into me or not. It's been a while. I haven't spoken.
She's into you. Don't worry.
Okay. Veronica?
Yeah.
Phone.
Actually, he wants to do it again, but I'm not sure if I want to do it.
Good, don't. You're 16, 19.
You like the guy.
Totally different
guy. Using you. Come on, baby.
Here we go.
Hold your head up.
Come on, break it down.
Hold your head up. Break it down. Grab a knee. Come on. That helmet's not a chair, gentlemen. I use that term loosely. All right, Veronica. Come
Good
on.
Luck.
No more oral.
By the guy's going to be unhappy when he gets the herpes anyway.
He may or may not.
Yeah. And you got the perfect excuse.
Yeah. And not what the ladies like. They like giving me oral. Let's keep the oral train rolling and talk to Monica, who's 20. Monica?
Hi.
Hey.
How are you?
We're doing well. What's happening?
Good, it sounds like it. Well, I had a question because I've been going out with this guy for like 2.5 years now. And I used to be friends with his friends. And, well, supposedly friends, I guess, because, like 3 years ago, a year before I started going out with this guy, I went to one of the guys' house, and there's two guys there, and they made me give both of them oral. And I really, for some reason, like, I can't remember anything from that night. Like, I don't know why, but I don't know if that's normal or something.
Well, there's a couple of things, and I know what Drew's thinking already.
I think she needs a consult with Chief Running Bear.
Yeah, hey?
After the break.
Well, let me ask a couple quick questions. Yes, we do need to take a break, but you say these two guys made you give them oral.
Yeah.
Do you feel like you were raped?
See, but it wasn't like a force. Like, I don't remember a force being there, but I knew that I didn't really want to do it.
And so how did they force you?
See, that's the thing. I don't remember. Like, I don't know why. Like, I'm blocking out of my head. Like, I just can't. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know if they, like...
Were you drinking?
Oh, that means they're victimized in the past.
Absolutely. Were you drinking?
No. I didn't even want to go, and then they locked... Oh, I remember this. They locked my car in their house gate, and they said that I couldn't leave until I did it. And I was, like, 17 at this point, so my mom was, like, calling me, like, crazy, and I felt like I had to just get out of there already. So I think that, like, forced me to do it even more. I don't know if that counts as,
Had you been victimized as a child as well?
No.
This is the first time anything like that ever happened to you, where you're forced to do something you don't want to do.
All right, hold on a second.
Adam, ever been
hold
forced on. To do something you don't want to do?
I did blow three guys once in high school.
Okay.
Hold on a second, but actually I forced them.
Oh, okay.
All right.
To blow you.
Mm-hmm. I don't want to do Running Bear. I want to talk to him. This is interesting. And by the way, Chris, you have the music for Chief Running Bear?
Yeah, I'll look for it.
You do?
Yeah.
No. Yeah, I'll look for it. Translation?
I think it's in the cabinet, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. We'll take ourselves a quick break. I'm a little stumped. No booze involved here.
Well, sometimes trauma, you can just freeze in trauma without...
No, I know, but usually there's some booze, and usually there's some past trauma.
But she doesn't have a post-traumatic stress disorder. She just had a block on that event. That's it can happen.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll be right back with Monica after this. Yeah, buddy. Oh, yeah. That's what I'm talking about. When we left off here on Loveline, we're speaking to Monica. Monica's 20. She gave two guys oral sex when they trapped her in a car in the compound. Maybe it was one of the Kennedys.
Mm.
And they wouldn't let her out. She was 17. She was confused. She wasn't drunk, although she sort of dissociated from the whole thing, which people do.
Yeah.
And she's not a former victim of abuse. Is that true, Monica?
Yeah.
So you basically were naive?
Well, let's double check that. Did anybody ever hit you when you were growing up?
Did anyone ever hit me? No.
Did you ever have any...
What?
Go ahead.
Oh, because now that my boyfriend of 2.5 years, now that I told him this because it's his friend, so he's going to find out, so I had to tell him myself. Like just in case he talked to someone and I told him, I want him to know. So now that I told him, like, all the time, like, he always, like, puts it in my head, like, he makes me feel like crap because I don't, like, I'm supposed to feel bad about it.
We get that part. But you never called the police?
No. Because, I don't know, like, I was 17, I was really stupid at that time. Like,
no,
I didn't want to start
hearing you
about it, you know, like...
I understand that. Were you a virgin at the time?
Yeah.
You were?
Yeah, I've only had sex with my boyfriend.
Did you feel like this was something like, did you feel sort of cool about this in some way, that you were sort of getting attention?
No.
All right, so you felt victimized, but you didn't really realize how profound it was.
How old were the guys?
They were like 18. A year older than me.
Huh. And, you know, this sounds insensitive, but how does that work with the double oral? Like, one guy finishes off.
One left the room, and the other one, he just, like, stood out there, and they opened the door, and the other one came in. That's pretty much all.
I'd be in a hurry to finish first.
There's one after the other.
One after the other. Not simultaneously.
No.
Okay.
How long did this all take?
See, I think maybe, like, 15 minutes.
And then they just said, see you later?
And then they're like, okay. And then I just, like, left. Like,
nose right open?
And
they
in
were,
your...
like, being all nice. Like, it was all okay. Like, oh, okay, bye. And I was like, sorry.
Ooh, yeah, hold on a second. And she was a virgin at the time.
Yeah.
Okay, here's what I'm going to say. Certain amount of people, most people we talk to, well, they're past victims, and they become... You know, they become victims. They, in the
they're
future.
Good victims for victimizers, but then they often have a post-traumatic stress reaction to all that.
Yeah, and so then then there are people that they got abused, or they got drunk, or they got whatever. This isn't any of those things. And then there's a certain percentage of society that they just you can kind of get them to do what you want to do if you strong arm them a little bit,
right.
And especially if you're a little bit older and there's two of you and they're hanging something over you
it's
like
a little
you
bit
can't
of
leave.
Victim of violent crime kind of thing. A little bit of a victimization. You know, that happened random.
Look, if in a society where everything is rape, this is definitely one of those things.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, and then I understand, like, now you feel like you were somehow a co-conspirator in this or somehow responsible. You're shamed. You don't want to tell anybody. All right. It's all coming together. Telling the current boyfriend is...
That was a bad move. There's
bad
something,
move.
Though, about Monica that's not quite right.
Monica, what's not right with you?
What do you mean?
What do you do right now?
What do? I go to school.
Junior college?
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Well, there
but
you
there's
go.
There's still the need to sabotage the relationship.
Yeah, we wonder
putting
about,
yourself in weird situations.
What about sabotage?
Using the F word on the radio.
Yeah, yeah. We wonder if you're looking to sabotage your boyfriend's relationship a little bit. Did he ever cheat on you, or
is
he ever...
Bad? I mean, I don't know if I should feel bad for this.
Well, you were... Well, hold on a second. He is your first, you lost your virginity to your boyfriend, right?
Right.
How many women was he with before you?
One.
Does he talk about her?
He has before.
A little payback, perhaps? You a little tired of hearing about her?
No, this one, I mean, I told him this, like, when we were, like, dating in the beginning.
Yeah. But
like,
it is.
Piss him off or, like, make
I know, but why would you tell him? You realize, obviously, this will get stuck in a young man's craw.
Especially one of his friends. He's going to go nuts on him.
Oh, really? See, I don't know. Like,
all right.
I feel bad, but he tries to use it against me now. Like,
yeah.
If I don't want to do it, he's like, oh, like, you did it for them. And I can't.
No, I know. I know. Guys are horrible. You know what? I'm going to say break up.
Really?
Huh? Yeah, you know why? Because if this guy was 35 and you were 30, you guys could figure this out.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to keep it in fresh in his craw.
Yeah.
And he's going to summon it out of his craw all the time.
Every day.
It's at the top of his craw. Do you understand?
Yeah.
And he will use this craw against you. Do not make me use the craw.
You think it's done and I just forget about him?
I just think... If you guys get married in 3 years, he'll be thinking about this when you're walking down the aisle because guys have a sort of craw Tourette's.
They have a pick at the scab gene.
They can't do it. Later on, you get to our age, you just hope to die in your sleep.
Mm.
That's really what you're hoping for. Pray to Christ you die in your sleep.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you become obsessed with. Please, God, don't let it be a violent death. Let me just go in my sleep.
Whatever your wife did before.
Shave 40 years off. I don't care. Just let me go in my sleep. That's all. But Monica, yeah, this guy, it's in his craw, he's going to use it against you. And by the way, you're 20, you've only been with one guy. Break it off, get clean, start fresh, and do not tell the new guy what is in the craw.
Mm-hmm. Well, what would get stuck in
what
the craw?
What would get stuck in his craw?
Yeah.
See, here's the thing. As a guy, you have a sieve in your head. And when you're young, it's a very fine sieve. It's like
yes.
a cheesecloth.
Yeah, stuff
nothing,
gets caught. Yeah.
Everything gets caught.
Yeah.
Nothing makes, nothing larger than a couple
and
microns.
And it's all stuck and it all irritates you.
Yeah.
It's like a sore.
Yeah. Now I have a hula hoop with just one lone tampon string going across it. Everything falls through. I don't care what it is. It all makes it through now.
Yeah.
No craw stickage at all. Even craw flow.
Just that one string is the violent death string.
Yeah.
That's it.
Ping. That's all. No craw stickage. Barely even have a craw.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a craw?
No, I lost mine long ago.
I lost my craw, too.
Mm-hmm. The craw's gone, but the passion remains.
The passion, oh, yes.
The craw's gone.
Now, that runs deep. Engineer Chris, would you have to look the other way and look like a dog that, you know, do you have to look like, my dog looks at me, that's what my dog looks like when I fart on it. If I fart in front of my dog, that's what Chris engineer.
90-degree head aversion.
Yeah, just 90-degree head tilt, staring off into space. Do you know what a craw is?
Sure.
Do you think you have a craw?
No.
Okay.
Is there a particular sort of animal or beast that has a craw?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Good. Is anything currently stuck in your craw?
Not really.
Not even the way Adam speaks to you? That'd be cut my craw.
Do you have to stare off into space with the head tilted at 90 degrees?
You're a dick to a lot of people on the air.
Oh. Something's stuck in Anderson's craw, though.
Oh, what is in his craw?
That's funny.
Anderson has like five craws. Five craws of death. It's great. Great kung fu movie. All right. You ready to rock?
Yeah.
All right. And I realize Engineer Chris just completely tunes out and drifts off. It's the only way he can.
Except when you look towards him, then that head turns.
Yeah, but you know, he reminds me of people like when they talk to these victims who were violently raped and attacked, gang raped and stuff. And they always Oprah's talking to him. It's like, how did you get through it? It's like I just tuned out.
Yeah, that's a dissociation.
I picked a point on the ceiling.
No,
the bar room.
Nothing as volitional as that. It's a parasympathetic nervous system kicks in.
I had to tune out. Otherwise,
it's an adaptation to survival. Well, it's a way of just.
Chris has to tune out in order to survive.
Yeah, yeah,
I understand that.
Your vagus nerve is what mediates all that.
That's right.
You say vagus?
Yeah.
VAGUS.
Oh. Yeah.
Ooh, we heard that, though.
Sarah?
Adam.
Corolla. What's happening, baby?
Whoa.
Yeah. And I don't know. You know what? Chicks don't have a craw. Chicks have a file, a dossier. Things don't get stuck in their craw. They just keep a file. They have an organized file.
It's one of those files that
keeps pulling out. Drawer keeps going. Yeah. All right. Go ahead, Sarah. What's up, baby doll?
Oh, it's a portfolio file, too. It's collated and dated. And
They know everything. They know everything.
We're on top of it. My question is... Since my father died in March, first I shut down sexually, and then as he regained my libido, it became a lot more aggressive and a lot more frequent.
Same person?
I'm sorry?
With your boyfriend or with multiple guys?
With my boyfriend. Okay. Stable relationship for 2.5 years, and we've been sexually active in the past, and... had a repertoire of sorts, and we're pretty flexible as far as intimacy and, you know...
Right, stop for 1 second.
Okay.
How old do you think Sarah is again?
She sounds older.
Yeah, but not the Vietnam veteran old.
No, she's 19.
Caltech graduate student older.
It's just sort of mature and lucid.
Yeah.
We're not used to talking.
We're used to
19-year-olds
when they sound older sounding like they've been through some sort of MASH camp.
Right. Sarah.
You have yourself to thank for that. I've been a loyal listener since I was 14.
Thank you, Miss Lucid.
Wow. A success.
Clear craw on Sarah. Your dad, how did he pass away?
I had a heart attack.
Well, at least it was sudden, right?
Right. It was actually, it couldn't have been better in a crappy kind of way because it was a Sunday, so I had breakfast with him that morning before going to work,
He
and my mom went to the casino, and then they were having dinner with friends, and it was, couldn't ask for anything more, I guess.
Yeah. Wow. No, I mean,
you can ask for him not to die.
You can ask for him not to die, but that
you can
cancer
ask for,
eats away
no
his
death.
Brain.
There could be not death, too. Yeah. That'd be nice.
All right. So we're not deeming you anything, really, are we, Drew?
Smart.
You're smart.
Well,
what do you do?
Thank you.
What do you do?
I work in retail.
Mm-hmm.
Gap.
I don't go to school or anything, if that's what you're asking. Adam, actually, under your advice, I have stayed away from junior college.
Yeah, but go ahead
and go to
4-year. Go ahead.
No, why? Because she's making money. She's sharp.
Loss of this.
Let me say something. Hold on, sweetie pea. Let me say this. And maybe it's the business I'm in. Maybe it's the businesses I've been in, whether it be fast-paced world of working in a carpet cleaning van. The businesses I've been involved with, whether it's swinging a hammer, coaching boxing, comedy, whatever, television, radio, and all the people we've ever employed through the Man Show, Crank Anchors, whatever, nobody cares about college. Oh, we know the guys who shake their ass. We know the guys who move. We know the guys who hustle.
I'm just saying.
I know Kurt thinks you learned that in college. Oh, no.
I'm just saying you don't know who the guy was before college. It can change how your mind works.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Now, I got some slackers who went to college. I mean, maybe they'd be brain dead
sometimes
if they weren't.
Sometimes it doesn't change them, but sometimes it does.
Guys who hustle, hustle. And Sarah is a hustler. She's working retail. She's going to work sales. She's going to make a bunch of money. Mm. Her stopping and going to college right now is just going to slow down her momentum. Let her make some money. And she doesn't. All right. Some people, maybe they need to be taught how to think. Sarah, I don't think, is one of those people.
All right. So your question is why the more frequent sex and the more sort of a intense sex?
Well, and I'm asking, really, should I seek any kind of therapy for this, or should I wait and kind of, you know, finish grieving? Because I'm worried that perhaps this has triggered some sort of bipolarity in me, because I'll be happy for a few days, and then very sad. Get some therapy.
It wouldn't hurt. But,
You're fine.
The lability is not bipolarity, and the need for higher levels of arousal and more frequent sex.
Lability is tired?
Lability means up and down.
Up and down?
And the need for more sex and sort of more arousing sex is just a way of just escaping.
All right.
It's fine. Your escape. Yeah, it's fine.
All right, Sarah. You keep working that sales and work your way out.
I sell the CDs. I sell them.
You'll be fine. You're good.
I think so.
You're a hustler.
Thanks.
God bless. You give me a hustler. Show me a hustler, Drew. Show me someone who's eager for the fray. No, I worked with a lot of people that were college graduates. Some of them, you couldn't tell they went anywhere, and some of them seemed smarter, but it all seemed like it was coming from their sort of inner core.
The engine.
Yes, it's like some people just have a cadence. They just have a battery in them. I don't know what it is. They don't take no for an answer. And there's others that just, they're like animals. They're just some people are sort of like cats. They just sort of want to relax and nap all day, and then other people are like chihuahuas.
Yep.
Or pain in the ass, but they're good to work with.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And by the way, you got that hustle thing going, everybody. Fine. You're good. And also, I don't even know what a four-year degree does other than get you into a place to get a doctorate or master's or something. I'm not sure what a four-year degree on its own does anymore, unless you want to go into teaching or something that specifically requires it. I don't even know that the business world is so interested in that. All right. We're doing lots of smart versus street smart.
I know, look,
I'm not a big fan of the street smart either. You can be both, or neither. Just have a little fire in you. But we've hired a lot of people. We do lots of interviews. What they did before, what their training was, what their degrees were, all took a distant sort of backseat to
who the person is.
What their eyes looked like, how dynamic they were, what they were talking about, how lucid they were, what their energy level was, what their confidence level was.
It depends what you're looking for, too. It depends. Listen, you go for an academic position.
Well, if you're going for an academic position, then you need the academics.
But if you're going for a research position, you're going for a position in a company that is highly scientific.
That's 0.1% of everyone who's listening. Mm. All right. Drew loves college.
Just saying.
He's just saying. We'll take ourselves a quick break. We'll be right back after this. Yeah, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Stabbed in the gut. Can't get a boner. Happened 6 months ago. Anthony from Modesto. Anthony?
Yo.
What's up?
Not much. It's been a while. I've had an erection, and my girlfriend's kind of getting pissed off about it.
Who stabbed you?
This drunk guy.
Hmm. Did you know?
With a buck knife?
Huh?
Everybody treated got stabbed by a buck knife.
Oh, buck knife. I don't think people know this. There's too many knife names, so I'll become buck knife. Besides, steak knife makes you seem like a wuss. And butter knife, that means you're gay.
Yeah.
What did he stab you with? What kind of knife?
Just a small little pocket knife that had ridges on it.
Ooh, serrated. Bad times.
And where in the abdomen did he hit you?
Lower. It's pretty close to the crotch, but when I went to the doctors, they said it shouldn't affect anything. I've been there a couple times. They said I'm fine down there.
Were you operated on?
Huh? No, because he didn't go that deep. I tried to jump back, and so he only, like, poked me in a little bit.
Did they put you on any medication?
No.
No,
they just stitched it up, and that's it.
Wait, you're taking no medication now?
Right now? No.
Right now? No pain pills?
No, I didn't want to take any pain pills.
No pot?
No.
Why didn't you want to take any pain pills?
Because it wasn't hurting.
That's the best part about getting stabbed. Hmm?
The only good part, right?
Yeah. Wasn't, well, showing the scar at the swimming pool and saying that's where he got, before he played a rousing game of Adam Carolla, showing the scar and saying that's where I was stabbed. No, I was cut.
I can't understand how the stabbing could have anything to do with your erection if it didn't get into your abdomen, it barely sort of broke the skin. Well, what are we talking about here?
Well, I don't know, but it's just ever since then, I can't get an erection when I'm having sex.
When you're having sex, but you get them when you wake up in the morning?
No, I haven't had an erection in 6 months, basically.
All right, go back to the doctor.
Yes, something's wrong. I can't figure out what it would be, and it doesn't seem like I... Were you traumatized by this whole thing? Is that you're depressed? You're not sleeping? Is it something related to that?
But I don't know.
Even then, it sounds so biological.
Yeah. But not having an erection in the middle of the night, not having one in the morning when you have to urinate.
You know what? Maybe he actually got some other problem along the way here. Let me ask him.
Right.
Have you been, like, thirsty a lot?
Thirsty?
Yeah. You're not drinking a lot of water, peeing a lot?
Thirsty for knowledge, but you're talking about water?
I'm just wondering if he's diabetic or something else happened in the meantime and he starts, you know, sort of like primitive man. Well, this happened, therefore this, you know, maybe you're just getting sick and you didn't notice it and you're equating it with the stabbing. Drink a lot? Do you drink a lot?
Beer, yeah, kind of.
How much?
I get drunk on the weekends a lot.
Mm. Anthony, if you attempted to masturbate tonight, could you achieve an erection?
Probably not.
All right, go back.
Hold on. Probably not?
Yeah.
I mean,
I've tried it before, and I've done it for at least like 5-6 minutes, and nothing ever happened.
And no erection?
No.
6 months of this?
Yeah, it's been horrible.
All right,
Wait. Do you know what we mean by erection?
Yeah.
Okay. What do you mean? Wait. What do you mean by that?
Hmm?
What do you mean by erection?
I get it to come out.
Oh, true. They have stumbled onto something.
What's he doing for 5 minutes without an erection?
Well, it's trying to get one, yeah. No, erection is college. It's city talk, city folk talk for boner.
Oh, okay.
So you
don't have an orgasm.
Okay.
But do you get a boner if you try to? I'm not even going to say masturbate. That's a big word, too. If you try to...
Love Line has hit a new low.
If you try to fiddle with your Pepe, do you get a boner?
Yeah. But I haven't had an orgasm.
No orgasm, but you do have an erection.
Okay,
well, you see, they're very different things.
All right. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Don't be sorry.
Don't apologize.
But don't
apologize to your penis.
Okay, so when you talk to...
No, I mean do it.
Right now.
I'm going to hear
it. I'm sorry.
Yeah. All right. So still can go to the doctor. Drew. I want to know if he knows what erection means. I looked at him cross-eyed.
How dare you?
Yeah.
I think one of our callers cannot understand the basic English language.
Right, and when he said he'd been, you know, playing with himself for 5-6 minutes, I thought he was just trying to nurse it.
No, a guy wouldn't do that.
Well, but I also figured 5-6 minutes was a
12
minute,
seconds.
Minute,
yeah.
You know, minute of him trying to get it going. So he's not having an orgasm. I think we have had people mistake or confuse the orgasm with the erection before.
We've had people confuse all kinds of things.
All right. Back to the doctor?
Yeah, but don't talk about the stabbing. The stabbing has nothing to do with this.
Right.
Talk to the doctor about this lack of orgasmic function and then see if they can figure that out.
All right. Let's
nothing to do with the stabbing.
Let's talk to Chris. Chris?
Yes.
You spent a lot of money on hookers?
Yes. Actually, the last 3-4 years, it's been pretty bad.
How much is it? What do you get? Do you get sex? Do you get oral sex?
No, usually just, you know, hand job.
Oh, really?
Quit. Yeah.
What's that? Old fashioned.
Yes.
What does that set you back?
More than I could even count.
No, how much per
episode?
How much per pop?
About 150.
150 for a hand job.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah. Do you know what a hand job?
Yeah. Man, back in the day, we used to get them for like $1.75.
Right.
150 bucks for a hand job?
Yeah.
I think you're getting played. I could give you, I get you the same hand job for 75. Same job, same hand job, same one.
Anyway, this is sexual addiction, Chris. This is it. When you start using hookers compulsively and don't want to.
What do you do? Do you do it in your car?
Well, no, usually at my place.
Mm-hmm.
They come over.
Oh, well, if you're going to bring them over, you got to pay.
Right.
Yeah. All right. Why is that? Same girl?
No. It's always different girl. Every week. And sometimes, you know, it's 2 to 3 times a week, depending on how much I work.
And what do you do?
I do asphalt.
Does asphalt?
Oh. So,
What are you doing? You raking or you driving the steamroller?
Actually, I run the paver.
Oh, nice. All right. Heavy equipment.
So,
yeah, that's a good smelling job, too. Smelling
right.
That tar. All right, Chris.
Yes.
What should he do? You're getting compulsive about it.
Yeah, you either stop and get a relationship and try to get out of this, or you may have to look into SA, Sex Addicts, Sexaholics, Sex Addicts Anonymous.
Again, how about some exercise, some activities, get into something? I really do believe that a lot of this stuff would at least curtail if you were tired or invigorated. You came home from
It's a little bit, though, of sort of diverting the attention from the real work that needs to be done, because that stuff will surface in some way later.
Let's take a break. Yep. We'll be back. Well, that's the show, everybody. Melinda Clark from the OC in tomorrow night. And until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
Do furries prefer oral sex or anal sex?
This has been Loveline. Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.